Public News Service Tuesday afternoon update. I'm Mike Clifford. It is now down to the wire. CNN reporting 1 week before Election Day, Vice President Kamala Harris will deliver a final stretch closing argument tonight at the site of former President Trump's rally on January 6, 2021, prior to the violent attack on the U.S. Capitol. Harris is expected to use the address to contrast her own vision of the presidency with her rivals. Meantime, former President Donald Trump is in the battleground state of Pennsylvania today, where he's joining an event in Drexel Hill and holding a rally in Allentown. The state's 19 electoral votes are seen as pivotal to the candidate's paths to victory. Next, with many rural hospitals on the financial critical list, Congress created a Rural Emergency Hospital, REH, model in 2021 to help deliver critical care to struggling communities in Kansas and elsewhere.
2 years in, the Bipartisan Policy Center has issued a report saying that care is improving where the system has been implemented, but more work is needed. 32 rural emergency hospitals in 14 states have been established under the model. Julia Harris is a health program director for the nonprofit think tank. She states that the plan is preserving health care options for rural residents.
If you start seeing hospital closures go down, that's a success measure, because this should be what helps them meet the needs of the community and stay open.
And South Central Kansas Medical Center in Arkansas City are the only two REHs in Kansas. I'm Mark Richardson.
This story produced with original reporting by Claire Carlson and Anna Patron-Slepian for the Daily Yonder. And a national nonprofit dedicated to empowering Latino communities, improving access to public resources, has launched a $10 million initiative. Amaris Alanis Ribeiro is director of forestry at Hispanic Access and says the program is designed to empower communities with more than just greenery.
I think our angle of calling it Nuestros Bosques, it's about a reciprocal relationship. Our forest, you know, this is our environment, and having that long-term relationship with the environment is key.
Hispanic Access launched the Faith-Based Strategic Local Investments Program to provide grants ranging from $50,000 to $1 million. An incarcerated journalist at a woman's prison in the Central Valley of California have just published their first monthly newspaper.
Jesse Vasquez was paroled in 2019 and now runs the nonprofit Pollen Initiative. This spring, he and his colleagues have launched a media center at the Central California Women's Facility near the small town of Chowchilla.
I wanted to expand the opportunities that we had at San Quentin of having a media center, having a newspaper, having a magazine, having a film program. I wanted to expand that to other prisons.
Vasquez and his colleague, Kate McQueen, began teaching a journalism class at the facility in March, and the students published the first edition of The Paper Trail in September. I'm Suzanne Potter.
This is Public News Service. The Biden administration's new climate corps has just graduated its inaugural class of workers. We get the details in this Atmos Earth Solutions Journalism California News Service collaboration.
Jessica Selly is a Solar Core Fellow in the Bay Area with Grid Alternatives, a group helping low-income communities with the clean energy transition. Solar Core's mission is to train a diverse green workforce. Selly just finished an 11-month stint with the program.
I am part of something bigger, and I do look forward to moving into a career in the long term in the renewable industry.
Grid partnered with AmeriCorps to launch Solar Corps, which has provided paid fellowships to more than 300 people. I'm Suzanne Potter.
And an event in Phoenix today will celebrate and highlight the power of collective giving in the Grand Canyon State.
Ilyasa and Shabazz with the organization Philanthropy Together says Arizona is one of the states with some of the most diverse set of giving circles, advocating for a wide range of issues impacting Arizona communities. These groups bring together folks with shared values to decide where they should invest a gift, which Shabazz adds isn't always financial.
It is also about using our voice. So when you see that there are people advocating, they're using their voice, they're giving their time and volunteering their talent.
Shabazz calls collective giving a movement in Arizona. Circle Up Arizona's free event will take place from 5:30 to 7:30 this evening at the Anchor Center Building Courtyard. The event is open to all current Giving Circle members, collective giving networks, and anyone looking to learn more. I'm Alex Gonzalez reporting.
Finally, our Kathleen Shannon lets us know for Colorado voters who want to consider national parks and public lands when they head to the polls, a 2024 congressional scorecard shows lawmakers' voting histories on the issues.
The National Parks Action Fund's scorecard grades members of Congress based on their votes on things like the 2024 spending bill for the Department of the Interior, which was cut by over $430 million, or nearly 13%. Mayor Pro Tem of the city of Arvada, Randy Moorman, says that could result in 1,000 fewer park rangers, a problem in places with high visitation like Colorado.
We have a lot of tourists that come, and being able to manage all of those tourists in a very sustainable way that not only doesn't have an impact on our parks and our wildlife, but also our local communities. It's really important that those parks are well staffed.
Colorado U.S. representatives who received F scores were Lauren Boebert, Ken Buck, and Doug Lamborn, all three Republican. Senators weren't scored because they did not vote on parks this year. I'm Kathleen Shannon.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here are some radio stations, big and small. Your favorite podcast platform. Find our content and trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.